This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Four health workers recover from Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo as treatment capacity expands. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pkakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Four nurses who contracted Ebola disease caused by Bundibugyo virus while caring for patients have been discharged from a hospital in Bunia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, after successful recovery. The recoveries demonstrate the effectiveness of early treatment as the World Health Organization expands treatment capacity with a newly refurbished Ebola treatment center. Key takeaways: 5 people have now recovered from the current Ebola outbreak in DRC, including 4 health workers discharged on the 31st May 2026. WHO has handed over a refurbished 24-bed Ebola treatment center in Bunia, expandable to 60 beds. 210 confirmed cases and 17 deaths have been reported as of 31st May, with 16 health workers affected during this outbreak. 210 confirmed Ebola cases reported in DRC as of 31st of May 2026. Ebola outbreak status in Democratic Republic of Congo. Confirmed cases, deaths, and recoveries as of 31st May 2026. Confirmed cases 17. Confirmed deaths 5 recoveries. Source WHO Africa. May 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Healthcare workers show recovery is possible with early treatment. The 4 nurses had been caring for Ebola patients at their healthcare facility earlier in May when they contracted the disease. Their successful discharge follows the recovery of a laboratory worker on the 28th of May, bringing the total number of recoveries to 5 people. This is a victory worth celebrating. It's a strong message that it is possible to recover from Ebola when seeking care early in a dedicated health facility, said Dr. Diodon Mwamba Kazadi, Director General of the country's National Institute of Public Health, according to WHO Africa's official statement. WHO expands treatment infrastructure in Bunia. To strengthen clinical care capacity, the World Health Organization handed over a refurbished Ebola treatment center in Bunia to health authorities on the 31st of May. The facility has an initial capacity of 24 beds, but can be expanded to accommodate 60 patients. WHO is also establishing an annex to the facility, with up to 42 additional beds, expected to be operational in the coming weeks. This expansion represents a significant increase in treatment capacity for the region, which has been managing global health emergencies with limited infrastructure. Outbreak affects significant number of health workers. The current outbreak has disproportionately affected healthcare personnel, with 16 health workers reported sick with Ebola during this outbreak. This represents a substantial portion of the healthcare workforce in the affected region and highlights the occupational risks faced by medical staff. As of 31st of May 2026, the WHO Africa Regional Office reported 210 confirmed cases with 17 confirmed deaths. An additional 349 suspected cases remain under investigation, indicating the outbreak scope may be larger than currently confirmed. Early diagnosis and access to dedicated treatment facilities significantly improve Ebola recovery rates, with 5 patients successfully discharged in the current DRC outbreak. Dr. Diodon Mwamba Kazadi, Director General, National Institute of Public Health, WHO Africa, 2026. WHO Director General emphasizes continued response. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus visited Bunia on 30th of May to assess the outbreak response. His visit underscores the international attention focused on containing this Bundibugyo virus outbreak, which differs from the more commonly known Zaire Ebola virus that caused the 2014-2016 West Africa epidemic. The Bundibugyo species of Ebola virus was first identified in Uganda in 2007 and has historically shown different clinical characteristics compared to other Ebola virus species, making specialized treatment protocols essential for optimal patient outcomes. What this means for patients: early medical attention significantly improves the survival rates when treatment is available at dedicated facilities with appropriate isolation and supportive care. For clinicians, healthcare workers face elevated occupational risk during Ebola outbreaks, requiring enhanced protective equipment and protocols when treating suspected cases. For policymakers, rapid deployment of treatment infrastructure and healthcare worker protection measures are critical for containing Ebola outbreaks and maintaining healthcare system functionality. Frequently asked questions: what is Bundibugyo virus, and how does it differ from other Ebola viruses? Bundibugyo virus is one of six known species of Ebola virus, first identified in Uganda in 2007. While it causes similar hemorrhagic fever symptoms to other Ebola species, it may have different transmission patterns and clinical outcomes compared to the Zaire Ebola virus that caused the 2014-2016 West Africa outbreak. Why are healthcare workers at higher risk during Ebola outbreaks? Healthcare workers face elevated exposure risk due to direct contact with infected patients and contaminated materials. The current DRC outbreak has affected 16 health workers, representing a significant portion of cases, and highlighting the need for enhanced protective protocols. What factors contribute to successful Ebola recovery? Early diagnosis and access to dedicated treatment facilities with appropriate supportive care significantly improve survival rates. The five recoveries in the current outbreak demonstrate that prompt medical attention in properly equipped facilities can lead to successful outcomes. The expansion of treatment capacity in Bunia represents a critical step in strengthening the region's outbreak response capabilities. As WHO continues to support local health authorities, the focus remains on early case detection, contact tracing, and ensuring adequate treatment infrastructure to manage both confirmed and suspected cases effectively. Source: 4 health workers recover from Ebola in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.